It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Out, it's in safely. Falling away, tough Barrett. Three, banked it in! It happened! R.J. Barrett coming off a screen who could barely see in traffic. Falling away to his right, the left-handed shooter banked in a three. And the Celtics lose a 25-point lead and get their heart stomped on again 24 hours later.
Message was short and sweet. It wasn't about the last play again. It was everything leading up to it. And we need some leadership, somebody that can calm us down and not get rattled when everything starts to go a little south. And I think it snowballs between our guys. And so step up, and or do I have to stop all our momentum and pace and call a play? You know, so that's what I said to him.
Dutcher and Rich show. That is the sound of the Celtics losing again. We had Brad Stevens on the show yesterday. There's an article by Christopher Gasper in the Globe going over just how poorly the Celtics managed those picks that they had, that treasure trove of picks that they had from 2014 to 2020. And all the misses, and all the second-round picks they kept. They've made 13 second-round picks since 2015.
But let's not look at this as being that's the reason that this team isn't playing well. With these same pieces, most of the same pieces, you know, they've reached the Eastern Conference Finals several times. This is a completely different, weird thing that's going on. And Fred, I was saying this morning, you know, I was watching the game last night, and you know, they couldn't have started off any hotter. They were up 25 points, dominating both sides of the ball, playing great defense. I mean, Jaylen Brown, right out of the box, scored 12 points, I think, in like the first 5 minutes. I mean, they were absolutely on fire. Jason Tatum bouncing balls between guys' legs. I mean, it almost seemed like it was unfair. And my wife came in and she goes, "Well, you got an easy night tonight." And I, you know, look at this lead. And I said, "I guarantee you that if they don't lose this game, it's going to come down to the wire." And I said, "But they'll most likely lose." And sure enough, they did. And it's not because I'm this like guy who can predict the future. It's because if you've watched this team for the last two seasons, that's what this team does best. And that is blow leads and choke in the fourth quarter. It happens over and over and over again. As a matter of fact, it's so embarrassing. I read you that stat that the Knicks were 1-229 when trailing by 25 or more points in a game over the last 25 years. But the Celtics, they're the ones that did it. They let them do it. You have seen this in the last, I think it's the last 12 games, like half of them, they have had a lead or been tied in the fourth quarter and ended up losing it at some point.
Well, they're 2-11 in games decided by five or less. They can't finish.
They can't finish. There's guys that disappear. At some point, I'm just going to get sick of Ime Udoka calling out people to be leaders. There's obviously no leaders in that locker room. Al Horford's not the guy.
But that's Well, stop here for 1 second. Al Horford, and you talked to Brad Stevens, and I've been fortunate enough to speak to Brad at length about Al Horford. He loves Al Horford. Al Horford, when he was here the first time, was that steadying influence. And those are Brad's words, not mine. In that locker room, they got him back, you know, as a salary dump for Kemba Walker, but they brought him back here in the hopes that he would be that leader. And apparently he hasn't been, which is shocking to me. But
has he ever been that leader?
He is. He was when he was here the first time. He was that guy.
Oh, but he had other guys on the team that were kind of
like Tatum and Brown.
Yeah, but hang on. He showed up when at the end of the Isaiah Thomas one, right?
Yes.
Okay, but he also had like Marcus Morris was on the team as well. You had other big personalities, and I've heard this a million times before. I like Elliott. This is when you were supposed to hit payday. This is when you were supposed to take a look at this team and, look, they're fully blossomed. They've been in the league for 5 years now, and they've been in this system. This should be when you see them at their best.
And you look at this team and you see obvious weaknesses. Obviously, consistency, and Brad brought this up yesterday, consistency is one of them, and that's the biggest one. But another scary bad problem with this team is the lack of outside shooting. The lack of a knockdown shooter. They drafted Aaron Nesmith to be that guy. He's fallen, I think we can all admit, way short. But you look at what Evan Fournier did last night. Evan Fournier is a knockdown shooter. And
against the Celtics.
I know that.
Everyone else, he's no good.
I understand, but that's what he's paid to do. And he had 10 threes last night. And when a knockdown shooter gets hot, you get what you get from Evan Fournier. A lot of the shot selection for the Celtics was perimeter in the fourth quarter. And you got guys who are supposed to be able to make shots and didn't. Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart. And Smart made a couple, but that's not what they pay him to do. If you had a knockdown shooter, you probably would have won that game yesterday.
So we asked Brad Stevens yesterday about the fourth quarter problems because they're obviously real. Here's what he had to say.
Our fourth quarter issues have been on both sides of the ball throughout the first 38 games or so. Scoring in that quarter is more difficult. It's what I talked about earlier. Everything heightens in that moment. So your spacing has to be better. You have to be be opportunistic in getting transition baskets at that time because of how dialed in the half court defenses get. It really is going play by play and did we make the right read? We've struggled. I think that one of the things that we have to do is we have to continue to be aggressive and active in evaluating how we can improve. And to answer your question, I don't think you make a change just to make a change. You certainly don't make a change just to do that if it's not a good both short-term and long-term thing for your team. I mean, ultimately, our driver has to be what helps us get in the mix to hang the next banner. One of the things that we have to decide in each of these deals that we're discussing that are presented themselves, every single phone call that we are a part of is, does that make sense in helping us do that?
I got to stop it there because I've heard that now for how many years? Like, how many years have we been hearing that now? Oh, we can't be rash on making a move that could, we can't just make a move to make a move to make a move. Now you've seen it. You've seen enough. There's no more waiting. I can't be sold on saying, you have to wait. These guys need a little more time. They've had their time. We've had all of it. It's not working. When you have two seasons in a row where you can predict that they are going to blow a 25-point lead to a less-than-mediocre team, you've got a problem. It's done. These little foolish games like the Suns where, hey, can you believe it? They beat the Suns. They don't mean anything anymore because you know what those good teams are doing? They know they're playing the Celtics, so they take the night off. They say, here we go, because good teams do that. They take their foot off the gas against bad teams. It's fool's gold. Don't believe it. Changes need to be made.
And in order
changes need to be made on this team. Because as a Celtics fan, it's pissing me off now. Because I told Fred this yesterday. Like, it's a waste of my time. I'm wasting my time watching this team now. And I'm afraid the worst thing is going to happen. And that's where I just become apathetic. I don't even want to watch it anymore. Like, where it doesn't mean anything to me. And I said this over and over and over again. They should get a clue. This is the most forgiving fan base of all the fan bases to the point where it's a joke. Green teamers, we cheer. You know what? If you've pissed them off, you're way past making bad decisions. You're in a world now where you have to just reevaluate everything. I don't want to say blow it up because that's the other thing. You've got great individual pieces. It's just not working. There's a turd in the punch bowl, and I don't know where it is. But something has completely screwed up the chemistry of this team, and it just isn't working. And we will not take him sitting on his hands at the trade deadline sitting down anymore. Now it's inexcusable. You don't make a move. It's now at the point where it is inexcusable to not do something drastic to this team.
Okay, the trade deadline's a little over a month away. It's February 10th, and obviously I agree with you. The countdown is on. But we're back to the point now where we were 20 years ago. You have two signature stars on this team. And those who, of us who are listening that are old enough remember Anton Walker and Paul Pierce going to the Eastern Conference Finals and taking New Jersey to six before losing.
Absolutely.
But Danny Ainge ultimately took over and realized he had to make a decision. And the only way you're really going to shake up this roster is by trading either Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown. And you have to choose which of the two you want to build around. And I think it's obvious at this point that it's Tatum.
And you know
Tatum
what?
Is the guy you're going to have to build around.
Sure.
Brown is not that guy. Now, he will get you fit. He got you 50 a couple of games ago. But I think if you've been watching this team, Tatum is a better facilitator and a better player.
And you know what else? I know that the two people who are in new positions, Brad Stevens as GM or Ime Udoka as coach, neither is working. Like, neither is a positive for this team or has been since it's happened. And you know what? I know that you can blame a whole bunch of people, but I do know that when you say there aren't shooters out there, outside shooters, that's a Brad Stevens problem. When I know that there's not any leadership on this team and they can't drop something in the fourth quarter, that to me is an Ime Udoka problem. I mean, all of the things that we were promised by both of those guys in the offseason haven't happened. As a matter of fact, things have only gotten worse. You said it yesterday. We were the biggest sell job was that A, this team was going to be faster. They lollygag coming down the court. B, that they were going to maximize what they were able to do with their stars, Jason and Jaylen. They disappear in the fourth quarter. I was told they're going to get better defensively. And I said this earlier. What good is a team that plays hard for three quarters of defense when you absolutely blow it in the fourth quarter and take it off? I mean, Ime keeps coming out there and waiting for this magical leader to appear in the locker room. There isn't one there. They're not there. So what does that mean as a coach? You got to be the guy. And if I hear him one more time saying, you know what, just we're looking for someone to step up, they're gone. You're looking for nothing. It's water in a desert. You have to be the guy. And you've seen it over and over and over again. When there's no one there, then it's on the coach. Because you know what you're doing now? Now you're pissing off the players. Well, we need a leader, we need a leader, we need a leader. How much longer do you say that until you realize they're not there? And I just don't know whether or not he's a bad coach or Brad Stevens isn't doing what he should do as a GM. All I know is nothing's gotten better. Nothing. Since those two guys have switched positions. And as a fan, you got to demand wholesale changes at this trade deadline. Because it's starting to piss off the most forgiving franchise in Boston right now. And that's unforgivable.
All righty. Well, lots of work to do. Over there.
And it pains me to say that.
I understand.
As a hunk.
I understand. Well, we saw it. We saw the tip of this iceberg when we were talking to Brad Stevens yesterday. So I'm not surprised. I mean, you look at the last two games, and they're incredibly frustrating. And I was right there with you, Rich.
They're finding new ways to suck.
In that first half, when they were way up, I knew they wouldn't hold that lead.
Like, you know what, John? I want you, you know, over the next, like, 5 minutes, just write down magical ways that they can suck. Just, like, way out there. Like, different ways they can blow a game. And let's just play bingo. Let's play for the next month. Let's play bingo on wild ways that they can lose a game.
I don't know.
Because you'll hit at least two or three of them.
I don't know. There are only so many ways they can do it. They've covered it in the last five, 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know if they can find it. Another one.
All right. There you go. Lots of problems there with the Celtics. We will be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180
actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
They get you going. They get you going every day.
He looks worse than me. Way worse than me.
Toucher and Rich.
And I don't look good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I said I want to see you. I want to see you in that butterfly stance and come get a bonus. Could we do that or no? Or should I go to sleep?
Are you going to let me pay you for sex or should I snooze?
Come get a bonus.
That is Antonio Brown talking to the toilet licking lady, a woman who's famous for licking a toilet seat. I don't know if you guys saw this, but this was translated from David Krejci's native tongue. So it sounds very, very like Steve Martin, Dan Aykroyd-esque.
Okay.
David Krejci talks about something that maybe kept him from coming back to the Bruins. And it was not having Pasternak on his line. He says, and this has been translated for our website. It says,
sure.
Coach Cassidy rarely let the two of us play together. It must have been something to split the first line and give pasta to me. It was a maximum of two matches. After years, I leave Boston and suddenly it is possible. That surprised me. Cassidy always told me he had no reason to take pasta off the first line and that it would be as short as possible to dismantle the forces. I had to take it. But now Pasta has five or so many matches on the line with Taylor Hall and Eric Halla. Strange. And he says, I dare say whenever we played together, it worked for us and it was useful for the team. Sometimes the coach put us on overtime or on four against four. The mutual chemistry was there right away. We scored goals. Now I'm thinking that he could have taken Pasta out of the first for me and everything could have looked different. But that's the way it is. I don't blame the coach. Well, you certainly blame the coach.
I was just going to say, what was that last sentence you tossed in there?
Although it was a maximum of two matches that he had them together.
Aren't you a little pissed if you're him? Because, in a way, he's got every right to be pissed because, he's a guy that had to pull all the weight for that line for how long?
Highest paid player on the team. I would be pissed that he wasn't more efficient, that he didn't make the players around him better.
That is a fair assessment because it does go both ways. It truly does. But, I wonder, how much better this team would have been if you would have put Pasta down with him and you would have, spread the talent around a little bit because, obviously we all know that a wing position was the right wing. It's been a disaster for David Krejci and it has been for the last several years. They can't get anything to work.
They made a trade to get him Taylor Hall on his left side. So it's not like they just sat there doing nothing.
Well, they definitely tried a lot.
And during their cup runs, Krejci was the first line center.
Yep.
So, for way more than a maximum of two matches, I'll have to tell you.
I guess ever since Pasta showed up, yes.
You would think that you would want a maximum of six matches, but...
Now, does this say to you, I know this sounds strange, but does this maybe open the door for a Krejci return if Pasternak is... is down in that second line?
I don't think so. I think Krejci's loving life.
Is that even possible?
Like, I was reading about this the other day. Krejci apparently is just loving life where he is, and he's succeeding too.
Is that kind of new girlfriend stuff? Does he say
that?
You know, I listen, my life's so much better here because he feels that he didn't, you know, wasn't treated with the way that he wanted to by having the love of Pasta on his line.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe that's, see, to me, it almost kind of seems like a smoke signal. Like, he is throwing it out there that, hey, now that you've actually opened the door to having a guy who's an elite scorer that could be on my line, hook me up.
I mean, who wouldn't be having the time of their life? He's finally has the shackles of democracy off of him, and he gets to go back to the Czech Republic.
Is he's succeeding on the team he's on.
Yes.
And the other part of it is, and again, he's not playing against new of the caliber of opponent, but
a maximum of 3 matches.
That's right. 34 matches in the Czech Republic. He's got 17 goals, so he's doing pretty well.
But you couldn't see a situation where, you know, David Krejci goes over there, and after like 2 months, his wife's like, why do we move here?
Yes, I could. I absolutely. I don't know. I don't know if his wife is from there. I don't know. I have no idea. But if she's not from there, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, they probably live like kings.
Sure.
But, and it's, you know, the standard of living. I mean, but he was making close to $8 million a year. So I don't know how much better it could be. But yes, I could see if I was her being like, all right, this was nice. You got to come home for a year. Get my ass back to the United States.
I would love to see the gymnastics that the Bruins would go through. Let's say you guys are right, and the Bruins want to bring Krejci back, which was, by the way, hypothesized last summer, right after he left. I would love to see the gymnastics they would go through to create the cap room to bring him back here.
Oh, he would do it for next to nothing now.
You think?
Yep. I think it's almost a Tuca. You heard Tuca yesterday talking about...
Tuca didn't leave the country.
It's a little different.
Krejci left the country. Tuca hasn't left Newton. I mean, Tuca wanted to stay.
He's been outspoken about how he never wanted to play anywhere else and all of that stuff.
I told you the whole time he wasn't going to leave.
Well, first of all, Fred, he can't demand that kind of money. Like, he can't demand a lot of money.
He can't demand $7 million, but he's not going to play for whatever chump crap Rask is getting to play. I mean, they don't have any cap room. And it's just sad. The whole thing's sad. They had that off season and all that opportunity. And then the big pie in the sky thing is to get old ass David Krejci back.
Fred, I get it, but here's where they're at. It sucks they blew it, but
they're not going to win anything if he comes back. So let him be happy. Let him stay and have a maximum of 20 matches where he is. Let him stay where he is.
Right.
It's not like if he comes back all of a sudden, like, well, that's all we needed is to kick our asses into gear was David Krejci coming back. Let him live his life. He had a good run here. He was, a big cog in a team that won a Stanley Cup.
I have been liking.
Should have won more than one.
I have been liking, obviously, what we've been seeing from this team over the last like several games. And as I said, it's not just because they're winning. It's because you can tell that, you know, Bruce Cassidy's trying. It was kind of funny last night. You know, we were talking about how, you know, they've split up the lines and passes in the second line. You know, at the end of the game, it almost seems like his big plan in the back of his pocket for when things get behind is to just reunite that first line and try to, like, you know, go next level. It's like over the top. You know, you put the hat backwards, you reunite the first line. It didn't work last night, but I didn't mind that philosophy by him, or at least that move to try for that. So I don't know. I mean, Fred, I know you've been frustrated with this team.
They're not going to win anything. I mean, they're in no danger of winning anything. So they can, and it's even more depressing that the big pie in the sky thing is getting Rask and Krejci back, and apparently their goaltending is they need Rask back. Apparently, this is something they desperately need.
It's like the Space Cowboys, bring back all the old dudes. Let's see if we can have one last ride into the sunset.
So it makes me go. I mean, you had all that cap money, and what did you do with it? How many goals, John, if you can look this up, how many goals did all that money they paid in the offseason translate to?
Okay.
I want the literal number.
Yeah, because right. Taylor Hall has been a little disappointing, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah, a little. Yeah. He sucks. Foligno's got literally one goal.
Foligno has one goal. So let's discuss here. We have Eric Halla, right? He's another guy.
Yes.
Okay, so Taylor Hall's got 7, including 2 in the last 2 nights. Let's see. Derek Forbort has four. Craig Smith has three.
No, Craig Smith was an addition in the offseason.
Tomas Nosek, he's new. He has three goals. Eric Halla has two goals. Nick Foligno has one goal.
Are we going to count McAvoy?
No.
No.
Because McAvoy, no, this is what you, you're, the acquisitions you made in the offseason.
That's right. Nosek and Halla. Nosek and Halla
so
are two
I would
of them.
Take I would take Hall off of there. So give me some.
You're talking about new bodies, not new contracts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. New bodies. Right. New bodies that you brought in.
Nosek has three. Foligno has one.
Four.
Do we count? Well, I mean, look, there's not much else. Jack Studnicka. I mean, you have.
You can't. I don't even count him.
Yeah.
I mean. So you have less than 10 goals.
Do we count the Steen? He's got one.
Well, the Steen just got called up.
I know. Do we count him? No, he's a new body.
That was not a big free agent acquisition.
No. All of those guys, Nosek and Halla are your two, are the two guys they brought in. And with Foligno, those three.
Yes.
And combined, those three have six goals.
Wow. I mean, that's all you need to know.
But is that a ton of money between those guys?
Yes.
Like,
how
much
six
is
goals?
That?
How many games have they played? Yeah, for six goals? Yes. It's I don't care if it's $8 million. It's for less than 10 goals. It's atrocious. Atrocious.
Foligno 3.8, Halla 2.375. And who's the last guy I was talking to say to you about? Nosek?
Nosek.
Yeah, he's making nothing. So, but still, it's.
So $6 million.
Yeah, $6 million for six goals.
So $1 million a goal.
Yeah.
Money well spent. You know, so you free up $7 million by Krejci walk and you get the RAS money back and you turn it around and you extended McAvoy, which you had to do. You extended Hall.
Linus Allmark, $5 million.
Yeah, but I mean, you just measure his success by the idea that they're bringing Rass back. Mm-hmm. That's how you measure his success. I mean, it was a disaster. I mean, Sweeney's not a good general manager. He's just not. He's not a good general manager. He doesn't evaluate talent well. He doesn't acquire good talent. He's not good.
He's good at keeping talent. That might
Fantastic.
Be it. That might be the only thing you can
so
say.
So was Peter Chiarelli.
I could do the same thing.
Chiarelli was awesome at that.
Well, Peter Chiarelli was good at way overpaying talent that you had.
Yeah, if you were like fourth line guys, if you if you gave me the job and you said your one responsibility is to pay guys and keep them around, I mean, thank you. I'll take that job. That's an easy job. You're there for talent evaluation. You're there to, you can't, and it doesn't matter if they're amateurs or if they're pro. You can't evaluate talent worth a damn at all. So he should be fired. And I rarely say that, but Sweeney should be fired. He should not be the general manager of this team. It's time to go in a new direction. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
Tom Brady is asked about Antonio Brown and whether he wants that bonus. LeBron James tries to get someone fired and... Dr. Dre, how much money could he reportedly lose if the Super Bowl halftime show gets canceled because of COVID?
The equivalent of seven matches. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics lost another heartbreaker last night, 108-105 to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. R.J. Barrett, a contested bank shot three at the buzzer after the Knicks came back from 25 points down. Celtics play the Knicks again at TD Garden tomorrow night. Bruins lost to Minnesota at TD Garden 3-2 last night. Taylor Hall and Brad Marchand scored power play goals in the loss. Bruins on the road against Tampa Bay tomorrow evening. Bruins also signed Tuukka Rask to a professional tryout agreement with Providence yesterday. The plan was to have Tuukka play there tonight and then Sunday against Lehigh Valley, but both games were canceled due to COVID concerns. And the Patriots visit Miami in their final regular season game this Sunday. They were missing Kyle Duggar again at practice yesterday. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Verizon, the 5G network that puts first responders first. Firefighters, police, and EMS save with exclusive discounts at Verizon.com. I'm John Wallach on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 10 o'clock.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Toucher and Rip.
Toucher and Rip.
That's got to be a soul-killing exercise.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right, we're the Toucher and Rich radio program. My neighbor's already snow blowing the sidewalk. There really are Hank Hills in this world. Like, dudes are like salivating to get out the snow blower.
I was just talking to Bertrand, and he just lived through something that I know everyone who's got a driveway has lived through at some point in their lives, and that is he went in, got out the shovel, got rid of all the snow on the driveway, and as soon as he's done, turns around, and it's just covered again. I mean, it's just, why even try at this point? I don't think it's supposed to stop for another, hour, I think,
hour and then two. It's done? Yeah. It's, unless you have to get your car out, it's stupid to do it while it's still snowing.
Well, that's why he did it. I mean, he had to get the car out.
No, I know. So, and then, I mean, in big deal if there's snow in your driveway. The problem is when the when the plow comes through and you've done... You're done shoveling your driveway, and then the plow comes through, and then there's 3 feet of snow at the foot of your driveway.
Which
again,
is the hardest to get rid of all the time. The hardest part of shoveling your driveway is getting rid of the crap at the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have covered parking, and it's like impossible to get out with my car. Impossible. All right, what's going on?
Well,
Rich?
What seems like just another kick to the nuts, especially to a guy like Dan Lifschatz, New York has approved mobile sports betting, and it starts tomorrow, January 8th, all ready to go. So, I mean, is every state around us now able to gamble on sports? Is it just we're the only ones sitting here with our thumbs in our rear ends? Oh, Vermont is the only one, I guess, other than... maybe, I don't know, but it seems like you can just drive a couple miles and basically be able to do it. But if you are unfortunately in Massachusetts, that is, and there's a big sports book ready to go at the casino right there in Everett. But what are you going to do? The mobile betting for New York is going to start tomorrow. So apparently Caesar Sportsbook, DraftKings, FanDuel, all those different ones can let things roll as early as 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So congratulations to them. We still can't get our crap together. Well, LeBron James is trying to get someone fired. Washington Wizards announcer Glenn Conser. Are you familiar with his work, John? Glenn Conser. He's been doing it for a while.
He's another guy in the way of Wallaholism getting into their nation's capital.
So he was calling a game on Houston's win over Washington and made a comment about Kevin Porter Jr. Now, Kevin Porter Jr. Ends up hitting a shot here. And Kevin Porter Jr., well, I'll just play the clip, and then I'll tell you what problem that LeBron James had with him.
What a well-designed play, and you got to give credit. Kevin Porter Jr., like his dad, pulled that trigger right at the right time. Boy, that one stung.
Okay, so LeBron James tweets out a video of that. And he says, oh, he thought this was cool, huh? Now we ain't going for this. Sorry, but this ain't going to fly.
Who's we?
I guess LeBron and his
minions.
Minions of people, yeah. Apparently.
Who is he speaking for? I like his... The assumption, by the way, this is pissing me, this story pisses me off, so I have a lot of things wrong with it. But I'll start with his, that he's speaking for we. Does he we as black people? Is he the voice of black people? We basketball players?
I don't know.
Balding men? who is he referring to? I mean, he's speaking for the collective of followers. All right, go ahead.
I'm not sure. So he finishes, how insensitive can you be to say something like this? Beat it, man. I pray for you, but there's no place in our beautiful game for you. So obviously an attempt, it sounds like, to get him fired. And to that, Glenn Conser came out, and well, the reason that he's so pissed is that apparently Kevin Porter Jr.'s dad did indeed shoot a little girl who was 14 years old and obviously got in big trouble for it. But Glenn Conser, the guy who said that it was an honest mistake and that he had thought that his father was Kevin Porter, a player who played in the NBA. So, honest mistake. It obviously sounds like he just completely made a mistake.
He was doing what all announcers do and make edgy jokes.
Yeah, right.
Which is what every sports announcer does in the history of never. Never one time has a sports announcer made an edgy joke. Like a legitimate, edgy, audience-groaning joke. Never. Never has that ever happened. Like a Jim Norton joke. Never. Never has an announcer done that. And don't come to me with, well, so-and-so said this. No. Not a edgy, I'm coming out with this dude's dad shot a little girl, and I'm going to compare this shot to the dad shooting a little girl. LeBron is dumb. He's an idiot. He's a true idiot. Or he is appointed himself the Martin Luther King of our times, and that he's speaking whatever he decides to tweet out is the voice of every black person who should follow in concert. He's dumb, narcissistic idiot.
Well, the other thing too, Fred, is I was thinking about this. If you are Kevin Porter Jr., that's obviously a painful thing that's in your life. And you know what? You probably don't want to talk about it. You probably don't want anybody to know about it if they didn't know about it. So you know what LeBron James did? He took that and blasted that fact out. People had to do research and now know that Kevin Porter Jr.'s father shot someone who was 14 years old. So yeah, now the world knows about this thing
everything.
That's so wildly embarrassing.
Well, that's everything.
In an effort to try to be like a white knight and you know, try to get this guy fired.
And by the way, when the guy explained himself, LeBron James came back and said he didn't believe him. So,
oh, see, that I did not hear.
Oh, no,
really?
Yeah. No, LeBron came back and said he didn't believe him.
Because you have to understand how, like, easy it is to make this mistake. Kevin Porter played for the Wizards.
Why would he put Junior on the back of his uniform? There's a million things about it. And, you know, LeBron said, oh, no, I'm not believing that. No way. They give you, like, a sheet about all the players, as if the sheet that the Wizards hand out says about how his dad killed a 14-year-old. And I mean, the guy was not making a joke. He wasn't.
So LeBron
he
has
be
said
the first
that?
Guy.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Yes. He didn't believe him. He said that he didn't believe the guy. So LeBron's an idiot. A moron, and in a big freedom fighter when it suits him. When it doesn't suit him and when it can cost him money, that he's not so interested
well,
in.
Well, didn't he also get in trouble recently for saying you're next and had a picture of like a police officer who ended up being innocent? And like,
I don't know. But the thing about Rich, all these people that take something that was like done locally and blow it up to get the person in trouble, that's what it is with everyone. I mean, how many times when someone has been made fun of and it's deemed by a segment of society to be completely unacceptable, and so the people that the person who is being made fun of never would have heard it, or like the person with the condition that was being made fun of never would have heard it. That's everything. Every time that they amplify, yes, LeBron James took a fact that there's no way that the kid like is proud of, and took that fact, and not only is trying to get a guy fired,
in not accepting that, not accepting the truth. So LeBron James is saying for the first time ever that a play-by-play guy in sports made a cringy, like, I'm going to lose half the audience joke. Because that's like a Norm Macdonald joke. Like, you know, like where he wants the audience to groan and like walk out. Never, never, ever, ever. Now, guys have said racist stuff and guys have said homophobic stuff. But like that thought out a joke.
Well, also, it's so understandable how you could make that accident.
Everything points to the accident. Yeah. The fact that it's the same team, the fact that he puts Porter Jr., the fact that there's a guy in the NBA with the same name.
Yeah.
And he puts of course, yeah. There's not a chance, not even a 0.00. It does not exist a chance where the guy meant to tell that as a joke. Come on.
All right. Well,
and for the benefit of whom? Like he's going to be playing at Zanies tomorrow? how would that benefit that guy?
Right. I know.
Like he's ribbing the jib of the guy next to him? Come on. And LeBron James, yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot, LeBron. Thanks for making it 1,000 times worse.
Right. Now everybody knows about this thing that obviously I don't want, like, is a painful moment in my life. And now everyone knows.
The five people that were listening to that game on the radio somehow.
Houston-Washington game? Everyone's watching that.
Not why. I mean, the listening was on the radio, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Was that a radio call or was that? I think that was like the NBC Sports Boston of Washington.
TV. All right. Whatever.
Yeah. I think that was the kind of their. I don't want to. It wasn't that company, I don't believe, but it's that.
I don't know. But if they fire that guy, I mean, that guy. Oh, boy. That's karma I wouldn't want. If LeBron James came after me about that, I wouldn't like that.
Well, he tried to get Rachel Nichols fired, remember?
Yeah, yeah.
Michelle Beadle, yes.
Yeah, he's a prick. He's a little weaselly prick. He can't just go like, I was gifted this body that allows me to do something inherently dumb that we've put value on as a society, which is putting a ball in a hoop. He can't just like enjoy that. He's got to, but he's very careful, you notice, the issues, as long as it doesn't bite any hand that feeds him.
Yep.
Real freedom fighter over there.
Well, finally, this is something that could end up being a fantastic halftime show. As you heard a couple of months ago, they announced.
Go crazy.
It's going to be interesting, at least. It's going to be better than
the old guys walking.
Well, you know, you might be right. Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, all set to do the halftime show at this year's Super Bowl. However, as we know, California, one of the more restrictive states, they didn't drop the mask mandate that's going to go through the Super Bowl through February 15th. And, you know, there are still some questions as to whether or not they would have to cancel the halftime show and not let people in there. It's a small chance, but it's a chance. So Dr. Dre apparently is fronting most of the money necessary to pull off this event. And according to reports, it's millions of dollars that he has done to put this together. Now, Dre does have event cancellation insurance to cover any kind of thing that might derail the halftime show. The problem is, according to reports, there's an exclusion for COVID.
Oh, man. Oof.
So there's this provision called the communicable disease exemption, and it's been around for years, but COVID is a part of a different exemption, which means the insurance policy will not cover his losses if the show is indeed canceled. God. It's one of those things that you had to read all of the tiny print to show.
Well, it's the only thing that I'd want. It's like the only stipulation. It's the only thing I'd want is it for COVID.
Yep.
By the way, if it is in Dallas and they don't use Dre, Dallas's own Millions of Dead Cops playing. MDC doing the halftime show, if you haven't heard.
I've never even heard of that band.
You've never heard of Millions of Dead Cops?
No.
MDC? And you lived in Dallas?
No, never heard of MDC. I've heard of MGK or MKG or whatever
No. They have a gay lead singer. They're a hardcore band with a gay lead singer from the 80s.
No, I've never heard of that. They're about the Toadies.
They're playing with they're opening up for the Circle Jerks, actually, on the Circle Jerks reunion tour.
Oh, did not know that.
Every Starbucks you went into in Dallas wasn't playing Millions of Dead Cops everywhere you went.
But trust me, you'd remember a name like that. I've never heard of that band before in my life.
They're an American hardcore band out of Dallas, Texas.
Gotta go hop on iTunes, check them out.
Although they're really good. They're really good. As most hardcore bands.
Right.
All right, that'll do it for us. Everyone, enjoy the snow. Stay safe out there, would you? All right, that'll do it for us. Talk to you on Monday. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.